Militants in Thailand's deep south are using Islamic schools to recruit fighters for their terror campaign against the Thai state. This is according to a report issued by the International Crisis Group today. Nearly 3,500 people have been killed since 2004 in the region bordering Malaysia, which was an independent Malay Muslim sultanate until it was annexed by Buddhist Thailand a century ago. ICG's Thai analyst Rungrawi Kalermsri Pinyarat told us that the government's reliance on the military is making it difficult for the prime minister to propose new policies.
The current government of Prime Minister Apisit Wechachiwa seems to be making an effort. He has been talking about using development and justice as two key points to address the problem in the South, and also look at the South as more than military security problems. But the problem right now is that the government cannot really do what it has proposed to do because of this political problem in Bangkok and the fact that the government is relying primarily from the military for its political survival. They came to power in the first place partly with the backup of the military, and given this situation, it is very hard for the government to propose any policy which the military do not give support. And so far, the military has opposed some of the policy that the government has proposed on the South.